This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In doing an inductive Bible study of 1 Peter 5, we have considered what Peter said and are in the process of determining what he meant. We found that in both leadership and followership, healthy relationships can flourish when all clothe themselves with humility toward each other. It is interesting to note that when Peter says in verse 6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand," the action of the verb is passive. It's as though Peter is saying, "Allow yourself to be clothed with the garment of humility, produced by God, using your tough times to make you humble." Don't fight the process God is using. Submit to it. If you don't understand all that's happening in the process, just submit to God in it and cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Verse 7. Don't let uncertainty and anxiety get the best of you as you're under attack. Keep cool. Be alert. Keep focused on God and rely on His mighty hand, because there is another one, your enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Verse 8. Christians throughout the then-known world were being persecuted and even martyred. This has been true down through the centuries. The devil is relentless in his desire to devour Christians and wipe out Christianity. Fortunately, the battle is not ours. It is God's. God's battle plan is for you to rely on His mighty hand as you resist the devil, standing firm in the faith. Verse 9. Remember, the one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.